Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Drive sober or get pulled over. Consider the consequences. Never drive impaired. Learn more at SaveMoLives.com.
Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Today's total eclipse prompted reaction in dramatic fashion from some Columbia Elementary School children. School teacher Susan Field said the cosmic experience is great for little scientists in training.
What a laboratory for education.
The sky turned dark for about 2.5 minutes today in mid-Missouri.
It's almost there!
Kids at Lawson Elementary School in Jefferson City were at a fever pitch when the solar eclipse path of totality passed through the area. The children were fortunate enough to be situated very close to the center of the celestial event that crossed the country in a diagonal pattern. Lawson Elementary principal Patricia Tavener says there was a tremendous buildup to the eclipse at the school.
The kids have been crawling the walls, excited about this over the last couple days since school started on Thursday, and now here we are on Monday. It has been nothing but procedures and procedures and procedures with the eclipse.
The kids were thoroughly instructed when to put on and take off their eclipse glasses and were notified by verbal commands at whistles. About 500 children attend Lawson Elementary School. Interstate 35 north of Liberty is experiencing bumper-to-bumper traffic because of eclipse-related events. Missouri transportation officials are monitoring heavy traffic areas throughout the state. An off-duty Western Missouri police officer has been killed. No one has been arrested in connection with last night's shooting of 30-year-old Thomas Orr in the Westport District of Kansas City. Orr has been a member of the Lee Summit Police Department. The U.S. Supreme Court is being asked to stop the execution of a Missouri man scheduled to die by lethal injection in Bon Terre tomorrow. Marcellus Williams has been convicted in the 1998 stabbing death of a former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter. Missouri NAACP head Rod Chappell tells Missouri Net lawyers for Williams allege that DNA evidence found on the knife used to stab the victim was not Williams's DNA.
What separates Mr. Williams from many others is that he may be a case of actual innocence.
The Missouri Supreme Court has denied a request to consider the new evidence that could free Williams. A Northeast Missouri man has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of his stepson. 60-year-old Michael Black of Bowling Green is accused of shooting in the stomach 31-year-old Alexander Cook. A flash flood warning is underway for Western Missouri's Liberty and Gladstone until 7:45 this evening. A flash flood watch is underway tonight and tomorrow morning for Saline, Sheridan, and Pettis counties. This is Missouri Net News.